All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day and of the week on this Friday. Feeling good today?
Oh, yeah, it's a good week.
Feeling so good on a Friday.
Yeah. Woo. Junior, another compliment to you for a wonderful interview earlier this morning with Dr. Corey.
Yeah, man, thank you, Dr. Corey Abraham, for coming on, man, and sharing that, man. You know, the fight continues, you know, want more information. For sickle cell, you know, for sickle cell.
But that new drug, what's it called?
Endari. Endari, and Uncle, I'm getting it by the truckload.
You better.
You need to start taking it, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Junior, tell everybody your foundation's website.
Oh. Yeah, if you want to find out more information about sickle cell and what we do in our community, you can follow my foundation. Go to Kiers Hope, KIERSHOPE.org. That's KiersHope.org, man. And sign up on the email list, man, so we can email you information, educate you, and keep the awareness going all month long, man. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
So I'm really proud to be a part of that.
Fantastic.
Good job, right. Junior. Really good
job. Great job. Yep. All right, Steve, we are...
I'm going to give you a donation, Junior. I don't want you to send me an email. Keep asking me. I'll just send it to you.
Wow, that's how... Yeah. Wow, thank you, man.
Just take the donation.
I just said, wow,
you
I didn't even have to ask for
bad.
It this year.
Yeah.
Normally, I got to get sick to get one.
Well, I know if I give you my email, they just going to keep on asking.
Right.
It's going to get on your nerves.
Yeah, you know,
I'm just going to give you one.
Yeah, give her the email one more time, Junior. Yeah, put it in that
sign up on the email.
Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. We have another CLO question before we get out of here, okay? This is for the Chief Love Officer. This is from Olivia in Little Rock. She says, I met a nice man online, and we went on our first date at an upscale restaurant. I could tell he was nervous, so I overlooked his lack of table manners and all of the sweating. Our conversation was great, and I think we have a lot in common. He walked me to my car after dinner, and as I drove off, my cell phone slipped between the seats, so I pulled over to get it. I looked back and noticed he got on a bus. Either he is frugal or he doesn't have a car. Why didn't he mention that? Should I ask him if he has a car?
He ain't got no car. Should you ask him? Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw you getting on the bus. Were you okay? You could have told me. I would have given you a lift. And then just start the conversation like that. But you need to find out, though. It's your cell phone fell and you look back, he was getting on the bus. I mean, we're not finna. How old is he? It don't matter.
I'm with you.
It don't matter.
Don't say how old.
It don't matter.
And why are you in the restaurant eating up your down payment for a car? That's what I don't understand. That don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, at a high class restaurant.
Yeah, it was upscale. She did say that.
What is you eating up your down payment?
Eating up your down payment. I hate J. Anthony Brown.
I mean, you sitting up in here with all these COVID restrictions, your ass up on the bus.
So you're saying Olivia should ask him if he has a car, and then...
Well, there's slick ways to do it, you know. Why don't you, next time, you ain't even got to ask. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your next date is in a place where you can't bus to. And then you'll know. If he get out the back seat, that's Uber.
Okay. So then what? If he doesn't have a car, what? Are you saying stop dating him?
Or ask him to pick you up.
Scoop me
up. And then both y'all get in the back seat, that's an Uber.
If he send you a bus pass, that's a bus.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's ways to find
out. Every time he come over, it's a different car. That's Uber.
That's Uber.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm asking you, is that okay? Should she be okay with
that? No, it ain't okay.
That's what I want to hear.
No, if y'all live in New York, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everywhere else, you need a car.
No,
everywhere else you need a car. You live in New York, there's a lot of people don't have cars in New York.
Right.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't have cars in New York. You don't need a car.
Right. But if you ain't in New York, you need a car. You in Atlanta, you guys have a car. You in L.A., if you ain't got no car in L.A., you're not working.
You are in trouble. You're in trouble.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you hear a lot of loose change in his pocket, a lot of loose change in his pocket, that's the bus, okay?
I can't stand him.
If when it's time for y'all to leave, he got to slip off and make a phone call. That's Uber.
That's Uber.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
If he says, we need to get on the corner, Now, right now. That's the blood.
The 378 coming right now.
Get on the corner right
now. Right now. You're walking too slow. Look, we're going to have to run.
That's the bus.
Every time you pick them up, you hear.
Yeah.
Air brake.
What is that?
That air brake.
If when he getting in the vehicle and you hear this right here, that's that first high step on to that bus.
If he keeps his arm in the air like he's holding on to something, that's the bus. Yeah.
Stupid Jay. He really is, man.
If y'all talking, and at any point you hear him say, is anybody sitting here? That ain't a restaurant. That's a bus.
If he says at any time when y'all in the restaurant, back door! Back door!
Open the back door. Open the back door.
Go ahead, Steve. Close it out.
We gotta go.
If you're riding and you hear, hey, look back here. Open the door. Hey. Y'all have a good one, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the show today. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning. No, we won't. It's Friday.
See y'all Monday.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.